I call this meeting to order. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Oglesby?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Stout?
Here.
Councilmember Pepper?
Here.
So our first item on the agenda is the consent agenda.
I move that we accept the consent agenda.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now it's time for public comments. Those wishing to address City Council, please come up to the podium and state your name and city of residence and limit your comments to 3 minutes. And is there anybody wishing to address Council? Jana.
Jana Thompson, Black Diamond. Just have a public service announcement. I want to be sure everybody knows that you can listen to an update on from our state representatives this Saturday at the Maple Valley Community Center at 10 a.m. So Senator Mullett will be there and Representatives Jay Rodney and Paul Graves at 10 a.m. Maple Valley Community Center. So come and find out what's going on statewide. We know that what's happening with the education tax is a big deal, and it affected a lot of districts who are running levies, so it'll be interesting to see what they have to say about that, especially with Tahoma's all failing, which was really sad. So, but Enumclaw passed, so that was good. I think Kent is failing, too.
It's really close.
It's really close. So it's been tumultuous as far as that whole change in how the tax system is going to work for the schools. So it'd be good opportunity for all of us to hear about that and the other things that they're working on as far as in Olympia on our behalf, and also an opportunity for us to talk to them about transportation and the needs that we have here in our community. So let's show up and hear what they have to say and be in dialogue with them. Okay, thanks.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council?
Judy Carrier.
Oh, Judy.
One of the Judys.
Judy Carrier, Green Valley Road, Auburn. I want to talk to you about Resolution 181230 that has to do with ratifying MDART consultant contracts this evening. There is a quote out of the information that is on the resolution that is in your packet, I assume, because that's where I got my information, that is, quote, not previously approved by council. These contracts are not previously approved by council. Did any of you find any errors that kind of popped out in the wording when you read that resolution? Because I really did. And I want to bring some of that out to you because I am asking you to delay approval of this resolution if you find that after what I have to say would require you to do a little more study and look into things a little better before you approve what is coming before you. under the first whereas, it talks about a lot of contracts that were not approved by the 2016-2017 council. However, the AHBL MDART work was approved, and that has to do with a resolution that the number is 171152. I would have printed this out, but I have no printer right now that works. Whereas number two, it talks about Black Diamond Municipal Code 290.0110 that did authorize the mayor to sign these contracts if the total for the year would be more than 15,000. and any item that was not both a line item in the budget and less than $15,000 total needed council approval. Prior is an important word. If you would look at whereas number two, prior to the city paying the contract, the council put policies in place 2017 to make this clear. Changing those policies needs considerable consideration if that's what the council so decided to do. But right now, the resolution is worded that way, and I don't know that you want to just approve it right now, boom, like that. Whereas number four states that the contracts were needed for the city, then...
Your time is up.
Already? Wow. So sorry. Thought I had more time. Would have said more. So please take a look at that resolution. There are a lot of questions about the way it's worded and the kinds of legalities in it, and thank you.
Gary?
Good evening, Madam Mayor, City Council, Gary Davis, Black Diamond. As regards to that resolution that Ms. Carrier was already speaking to, if these contracts were needed, they should have been brought to the council, and nowhere is the mayor authorized to break the law just because she needs to fulfill some other law. The mayor is supposed to work with the council to come up with agreeable contracts. That's how the system is designed. And the last whereas in that says the council work product is reviewed and relied upon by the city council. Has the council reviewed these work products for all the contracts? There's no dollar amount listed in Exhibit A for these contracts, just the contracts, but the contracts themselves are not provided, nor, as I already said, the dollar amount. It also shows, seems that these contracts were all signed at the very, near the very end of December. The mayor could have brought them to the council. She could have advocated the council keep their last meeting of the year. And specifically for AHBL, did the city spend all the money authorized by the resolution 1152 before the end of 2017? For the Springs work done by RH2, this contract proposal was never brought before the council, so it's particularly odd to say the old council would not have approved it since they weren't asked. And I think these things should be considered before you approve this resolution. Thank you very much.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close the public comment session. We have no public hearings. Under new business, we have resolution number 18-1229 approving technical survey agreement with King County regarding water quality monitoring. Mr. Botcher.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. We have had King County monitoring the water quality in Lake Sawyer for around 10 years, or perhaps more. I didn't go check to see how far back. This is a three-year contract. Includes the testing from that they've already done from last year, and we have reduced the scope from what we've done in previous years going forward to testing once per month. And that's partially because the water quality has been quite steady for the last 5-6 years, and it's been slowly improve. Secondly, the stormwater utility has financial challenges. We're going to be going through a rate study this spring, and some type of rate increase will be needed. So we're looking for areas where we could cut back. We included in your report is the water quality report from 2015 and 2016. And I thought the conclusion at the end gives you a good reason why we want to continue with this testing. And I'll just read this. It says, the long-term monitoring conducted by volunteer stewards at Lake Sawyer has built an invaluable data set for understanding water quality, lake health over time. Continued monitoring will help grow this data set, increasing our understanding of how the lake reacts to environmental variability and human influences. The long-term data set makes it possible to conduct statistically robust tests for trends as well as to detect any potential detrimental changes that may occur in the lake. In addition, long-term monitoring provides a solid scientific basis to guide lake management decisions by identifying emergent management needs and evaluating the effectiveness of management actions. So, anyway, I would ask for your approval. Thank you.
I move to adopt Resolution 18-1229, authorizing the mayor to execute an agreement with King County to provide water quality monitoring, lab services, and volunteer training for Lake Sawyer.
Second.
Do we have any discussion?
Yes, please.
Councilmember Edelman.
We discussed this in the Public Works Committee meeting last week. Yeah, it was last week.
Yeah.
And as a resident of Lake Sawyer, two testings a month just seems a little bit excessive to me, especially when we have a very stable results at this time. So I think, and in light of the fact that there are some budget constraints with the stormwater fund, that this is a good thing to do, and so I heartily endorse it.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is Resolution 18-1230, ratifying additional consultant contracts not previously approved by council. And I believe May went home early today because she wasn't feeling well, so she was going to address that. But at the end of every year, May gets together with the MDIRT assistant and goes through all the contracts, and that they noticed that some of these contracts were not included in the first meeting of January when they ratified all the contracts not previously approved. So these are ones that have been paid by the developer but were not approved by council, and so when they do their reconciliation at the end of the year or the first beginning of the year for the previous year, they noticed that these contracts had not been put on the list that had been prepared. So that's the reason for this resolution tonight. And so if you have any questions, Ms. Pepper?
Yes. I would like to ask Attorney Linehan a question about this resolution, 18-1230. I would ask if you are in accord with the way this is written.
Yes, I think, I mean, I don't have the factual background about which contracts were included or, you know, or were discovered not to have been included in the previous one. That would be a question, I think, for May. But in terms of the way the resolution is drafted, I believe it is accurate.
Thank you.
So I make a motion to adopt resolution number 18-1230, ratifying additional consultant contracts not previously approved by the City Council in 2017.
Second.
Any further discussion?
Yes.
Councilmember Edelman.
I just want to make a statement because most, 99% of the people in this room know that no MDRT contracts were approved by the City Council in the last couple of years. The mayor did what she had to do to keep the development going. That was her obligation per her, RCW 35A-12100. So a lot of work went into getting the document ready at the first of the year to ratify all of these contracts. These are things that came in later. We as a council have an obligation to authorize and ratify these.
Is there any further discussion? Councilmember Deedy?
Well, I just to add on what Janie just said. It's not just keep the development going. It's to keep us out of lawsuits. These bills need to get paid. And, yes, the three majority council members for 2017 and 2016 would not pay anything that had to do with MDART.
Councilmember
Stout.
What is your name?
Stout. We attended the Finance Committee meeting where all of these things were discussed in pretty serious detail. All of our questions were asked. The Finance Department, they were answered. The Finance Department knows exactly what they're talking about. They were able to tell us where these things came from and why they're coming to us now. And I have no problem with any of the responses that we got from the Finance Committee. They were right all on top of every bit of this. So that's all I have to say about that.
Does anybody else have any comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is Resolution 18-1100, amending Chapter 1040 of the Black Diamond Municipal Code to add offense of unlawful intersection avoidance. Chief Kibbener.
We're making good time tonight. Good evening, Mayor, Council. What you have before you in your packet is a new city ordinance making it a traffic infraction to avoid an intersection by cutting through private property. Over the last couple years, we've gotten complaints here and there, but as we've seen traffic pick up, especially on State Route 169, we've gotten several more complaints from business owners, primarily to avoid this intersection, and then maybe Roberts Drive and 169. Trucks coming down the Ravensdale Road, cutting through there. As you know, there's a bus stop there. People walk. So we looked to other cities, other ordinances, and found the city of Kent's. And that's what we brought to David to formulate our ordinance. I would say we took this to Public Safety Committee on the 26th. They recommended it move forward. One thing that was brought to my attention today that we did not include, which is additional language, and I'll give you each a copy of that. But it's adding the language after the set fine or the fee that's attached to the ordinance. Directly after that, we would add plus all mandatory state costs, fees, and assessments. Those change every year through the state, so to have that language in there would be helpful.
Councilmember Deedy.
So, like Chief Kiblinger stated, we talked about this in the safety committee meeting. It is a huge safety concern for our residents. If you're cutting through to avoid the stop sign here and you're cutting through the coffee shop here, it's a pretty small area. And
it's very small, especially with the drive-through now.
169 come in, and if you got people coming this way to go, you're going to have an accident there. And the same with on Roberts Drive, if you're cutting through where they have the recycle bins right there, that's private property. You're cutting through there. You're cutting through where semis come in and out of Palmer Cook and Cole. You're cutting through the attorney's office. And then you're cutting through the community center where you've got your elderly folk trying to get to the community center safely. And then you're zipping through the rest of that area. So please, think before you cut through places and think that you need to save a couple extra seconds. Mm-hmm. Think about the safety of your citizens and the people visiting your city. So I fully support this, and I hope that you know the rest of us do as well.
Thank you.
Councilmember Stout?
I see on the Kent ordinance, they have a fine of $150, and we're choosing a fine of $100. Is there a reason for that difference? That
actually, the language that I pulled up, because they haven't amended their language down to it, theirs is actually under inattentive driving. And we also have that ordinance.
Oh, I see. So ours that is was at $250. Just the language you wanted to add to this ordinance.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, I see. All right.
So I make a motion to adopt ordinance number 18-1100, amending chapter 10.40 of the Black Diamond Municipal Code to add offense of unlawful intersection avoidance plus all mandatory state costs, fees, and assessments.
Second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Mayor, Council.
Are there any department reports? Okay, so I attended the CLTC. I put some up there, but they have a new flyer that we took to the legislature when we presented it at Olympia on AWC Action Days. And so I left some up there if you want to look at them. I think they did a really good job. I also attended the Public Works Committee meeting. And so tonight I wanted to talk about the process for filling a vacant council seat. we've done this a couple times in the past. In fact, I was appointed and Councilmember Edelman were appointed. And so we kind of had a procedure put together. And I was hoping that we could post it next Tuesday, and it would be posted for a week, and then there would be a week before the next council meeting on March 1st, and that we could actually do public interviews with what the applicants that we have, and then we would just have an executive session and talk about the applicants and their qualifications, and then we would come back out and we would be able to select the new council members. And I was hoping to do it early so that we would be able to have the new council person at our retreat and do some orientation and get them sworn in. So anyway, I just thought we'd discuss that at the open public meeting tonight so that it would be, people would know that it was coming up so they would be able to come to the meeting. And so I don't know if any of you have any comments about the scheduling. Councilmember Edelman?
No, I like the scheduling, and I talked to Brenda about it, and I've talked with you about it. I think it's really important to get a new council member installed as quickly as possible, and especially with a retreat coming up where we're going to be doing some forward planning for our city. Where do we want to take our city in the next few years? It would be really good to have the new council member on board already. I've been through this process. So's Pat Nelson. He was there with that too. So, and it's a really good way. We do it in an open public meeting. We will have questions that each of us on the dais can ask the candidates, and the candidates that are not being interviewed at that time have to wait in the hallway. So it's very even, Stephen, when it comes to that. Interesting process. I think it's very fair in the way that it's handled. And then I think by going into an executive session right away, we can discuss, like Carol said, the qualifications. Then we come back out, and in an open public meeting, we will take a vote. We do not vote in the executive session. So. But I might add, too, if a couple of the council members could get with you, Carol and Brenda, and come up with some new questions, because the other questions have been used a couple of times, and it might be nice to update them. But I think this is a really good idea.
So is there any further discussion? Councilmember Deedy?
Well, I was going to talk about this during my council report, but I think the dates and everything are great. I think getting this out, just like Councilmember Edelman stated, is a benefit to your council and to the citizens to get this moving. Of course, if any of you feel so inclined that you would like to sit up here with us, I suggest getting your application in as well, and at least getting your feet wet and seeing if you do get appointed, maybe you like it and you'll run in 2 years. Like Janie said, she's been a part of this before. I've also been a part of this twice. So it's a fun way for the citizens to get that chance to hear the questions, watch the person that's applying for the position answer, and see how they handle themselves or just how they respond to those questions. So I think this process will be good, and I look forward to seeing who all will be applying. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion? Okay, we'll move on to council reports. Councilmember Deedy.
So I already stated that. So the fire ad hoc committee. So I asked you all to think about that, who should be on it, if any of the new people want to be on it or you want to leave it the way it is. We do have a meeting. Yes, it's on the 19th of this month. It is a holiday, but we're still going forward with that meeting. The fire planning commission will be there. It'll be a full body, so they have announced it on their website for their open public meeting. Two council members from here will be there, so it would be good to know if you want to leave it the way it is or add another member, and the first meeting is on Monday. So this 6 o'clock. 7?
6:30.
6:30.
Is it Station 98?
Yeah.
And I might add, the fire commissioners are making it an open public meeting for them because they will have a quorum there represented. They've got a couple of new commissioners. So we could do the same thing. If you folks would all like to come and see how it works, all we need to do is have a notice for a special meeting, correct? And you could put it out tomorrow, and that would make it. Oh, okay. So it's really interesting to go to that meeting. I've really liked being on that committee for the last couple of years, 3 years maybe. But I am also willing to step aside if Aaron or Melissa would like to be that member.
Councilmember Oglesby.
Yes, I'm interested in going just observing just to see how it works at first. So I think that would be a great idea to put a notice out if anybody else would like to join me in that. I'm very interested in attending.
So. Councilmember Stout?
I'm not available this Monday, but I would be willing to commit to going in the future. I guess we can see how it works out, which council members should remain on the committee.
Okay. Councilmember Deedy?
So I'm okay with making a special meeting for Monday. I've been on this committee since the inception of it. Mm-hmm. So the mayor has been, during the time when we made this committee, we invited the mayor at that time was Rebecca Olness. We invited her to attend. Mayor Benson has been attending. So if I would even say that even if the two new people, Stout and Oglesby, want to be the ones on there, that would be okay too, because Carol is there. Mm-hmm. And you've been on that there for four years,
yes.
5 years maybe now. So I wouldn't mind that even if Councilmember Edelman stepped back, because we really need to get this going. We need to start having action. And if it takes Janie and I to step back and put you two in and learn everything with Mayor, then that would be a huge bonus, too. So let's go with having the meeting on the 19th, all of us there, except for you, Aaron, and then come back to our next meeting and see what we want to do.
Councilmember Edelman.
The other thing, too, is these meetings are once a month. We do rotate to different fire stations to make it a little bit more convenient for people from Mountain View. They only last an hour. So it's not a huge chunk of time out of your evening. So, and they're a great bunch of people to work with.
Mayor.
Councilmember Stout.
I will say that I know that this is a really important committee. As the city grows, we need fire service. We need emergency services, and we need to be on top of what's going to be happening in this city. So I know that it's been kind of smoldering for a while, but it can't smolder for two. Oh, that was kind of a little pun, huh?
Yeah.
I did that totally on purpose. Anyway. I agree with you that we need to move forward, and I'm certainly willing to take a part, just not Monday.
So I also attended the finance meeting. And then I just like to just say my heart, my prayers, my thoughts go out to the mass shootings in Florida. It starts, obviously, a debate again. I look forward to action happening and not just thoughts and prayers going out. So I hope that there's more drills and more lessons, unfortunately, for our kids and our teachers at the schools to learn how to handle this. I think there's been way too many shootings in the last 2 months of this year alone. So without crying, I think, you know, we as people, we hold our elected officials to a high standard. And I'm not just talking about your council. I'm talking about your legislators, your people that vote in these laws. So keep a watch. Send your legislators emails on how you feel about all of this. And just let's just have some action on this time and not let it just have thoughts and prayers and die back and then when it happens again, we're back at the same place we were with Sandy Hook or with Columbine.
Councilmember Oglesby.
Yes, I attended the work study combined session with Barbara Kincaid on March 8th. In the future, we have our safety meeting coming up on March 2nd, which I'll be attending.
Councilmember Edelman.
Yeah, it's actually been kind of a quiet couple of weeks for a change. I attended the Public Works Committee meeting. We're now meeting twice a month. We had the Joint Planning Commission Council meeting to go over. It was a high-level comp plan update, mostly for the new members on both of those committees. We had a work study on the council rules on the 8th, and I just lobbed a red line copy over to the city clerk this afternoon. So it's going to be ready to go to our city attorney for review and comment, and we'll come out to this council members at the same time. But I basically have incorporated all the comments that you folks have made. Last night we had a PIC meeting, and there wasn't anything that required any action. So normally what I will do in the future is that if there is action required at the next meeting, I will come and bring that thing forward to you. So when I speak for the body, and I don't just have my own personal opinion. So that's all I've got.
Councilmember Stout.
I attended the work study also for the council rules, and it was an interesting process. It was a little laborious to get through to the end, and I appreciate Councilmember Edelman, who really put a lot of effort into fine-tuning our council rules so that we have a really nice, smooth set of rules that we can really depend on and the citizens can depend on. I look forward to having it go to Mr. Linehan and having him. I think he'll probably kick a few things back to us because he's the expert. We may have some really wonky wording in there, but he'll say, oh, well, that's a good idea. Let's fix that. So I look forward to getting those council rules finished and in a nice format. I went to the Public Works Committee meeting, and we had a good discussion, and once again, I appreciate the staff and all the work that they do. They're so well-versed in what's going on in this city, and Mr. Botcher always draws me these really great diagrams to help me understand. And same with the Finance Committee. The staff is well-versed in what's going on. They're right on top of what's happening, and they're taking care of the finances of the city. I truly appreciate it. And that's my report for this week.
Councilmember Pepper?
Yes, I attended the same meetings that we've all been talking about, and it's nice to see the city back on track for the comp plan. And in the next thing I have to talk about is closing remarks. Good evening. The people have voted, thus bringing to a close a 10-month process. Many thanks to the people who worked tirelessly to support me endlessly and selflessly. Your work and commitment are greatly appreciated. I am beyond grateful for your efforts. Thank you. To the young people of the area, I encourage you to practice the civics lessons learned and participate in associated student body government and other school and community activities. I urge you to register to vote and use this right wisely. A thoughtful, informed vote is the basis for democracy. When your turn comes, use your vote. To all Black Diamond residents, it was a privilege to represent you. You now have the government that you wish. Be proud of that government and your community. I wish you the best now and in the future. Thank you for the opportunity to serve.
Thank you. Do we have an attorney report?
Not this week, Mayor.
Thank you. And now it's time for the second public comments. Please come up to the podium and limit your comments to 3 minutes. State your name and city of residence. Gary.
Just a quick one. The meeting that you were discussing. The meeting, where is it?
Oh, it's
the fire meeting.
Oh,
the fire department meeting.
It's not the fire station. The Black Diamond 98.
The old 98.
The one over at Lake Sawyer.
Yeah.
Yes, Pat.
Pat Nelson, Black Diamond. Thank you. There you are. Thank you for that new ordinance. My neighbors, we've had a couple. The weather's been nicer, so we've been out talking. And more we're hearing about how they're seeing more traffic from the officers coming through. And it's very well appreciated. And it's nice to see that you're able to get out and spend more time out on the other side. Although I think it'd be funny to place a camera at this coffee shop and just have an officer sitting there with a cup of coffee and a ticket book to stop people. You know Pat Ellis Jr., the chaplain? There's a picture of his dad. He was a motorcycle cop in Kent, sitting on a Starbucks chair with his feet up on his motorcycle and a speed gun with a cup of coffee. When I read the ordinance, that's what I thought of. It was pretty funny being at the coffee shop. But I'm just excited to have a council that works together. It's exciting to see that you go to committees together, you talk to one another, you communicate with the staff, which we've needed so desperately. We've got an amazing staff. These guys bust their butt. I mean, you finally have folks that support you. I'm excited to see you guys get supported and things actually go the right direction. And that's all I got to say. Thanks.
Is there anyone else? Brock?
Brock DD, Black Diamond. I just want to thank Kevin Esping for getting us some new volleyballs and basketballs for the gym. And just to say that we've had a lot of interest in the gym, and I think the first 2 months of this year, I think we've taken in over $2,000. So it's loaded up, and me and Tammy are busy, or I'm busy, taking care of people wanting to the gym. There's lots of basketball teams, little girls from this high to big boys, and birthday parties is getting really popular for birthday parties. Volleyball, lots of interest. So it's really, really going well. And thanks, Kevin, for the ball.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Jonna?
Jonna Thompson, Black Diamond. I do not love this new traffic ordinance issue because of the dangerousness of 169 and Roberts Drive. I know I've been on Roberts before where I'm just going to the community center, and I have driven across that gravel road, which is, I know it's private property, but it's actually safer for me to drive across there than to go take that left-hand turn onto the highway and then take another left-hand turn into the community center. So I don't like it. I'm telling you right now, I'm filing a complaint with the police department. I don't like it. That would not be a violation.
No, because you went from private property to private property. If that was your logic, you couldn't go through the bank to get to there. This is to avoid getting onto like 169. Does that make sense? It's not saying you can't go from one piece of private property to another piece. You're going to that business.
You're going to the Palmer Cove. Right. But no, I'm talking about I'm starting on Roberts.
We'll talk later.
All right, but I'm just saying, okay, let me bring it back to what's important. That intersection is terrible. It's terrible. So let's just have that on our radar to get something done about that stupid intersection, all right?
Is there anyone else wishing to address council?
Joe.
Oh, Joe, sorry.
Yes, you do.
Of course you do.
Come on now.
Just say your name.
We want
to hear what you have to say.
I got a lot of names.
Where
are you?
And where
are
you from?
Joe Androsco, 30404 3rd Avenue. One thing I want to ask you about that gym. You know, I think the city better start putting a little money in that gym and update it so we can have weddings and everything, like, you know, have a kind of a community hall. It ain't a community, but a city hall. Because over in Issaquah, half of my grandkids got married over there in the barn. You ever been there? Yeah, Hickory Barn. And that's owned by the city. So why couldn't we do something with the gym? Because we have the woman here that saved the gym. Dorothy Bott. She saved it. She had it moved over there. You know, so now I think it's up to the city to put a little money into it and get it updated so we can have weddings and stuff in there.
If you don't mind, I can
answer that
a little bit. So we do have people that call that want to do a reception there. I haven't had anybody for wedding, but receptions. And the one thing that they all ask, and maybe David, you can help me on this, is that they all want to do alcohol.
So, get a permit.
So Brock has always asked me, and I always say no, because that's alcohol at a city building. So right now we say no because they all want alcohol there. But we have had requests for receptions or mitzvahs, whatever, there. So in order to upgrade for people to do more there for the food, where they want to keep it warm and stuff, we have to put a kitchen in. And I really don't know where you'd put a kitchen without expanding and changing the look of the gym. So...
Well, you can see that it's coming to that. People are asking, like you said, for weddings and everything else. So that's, you put something in your ear and say, hey, we better start doing some of that gym.
Yeah. And everybody, you know, everybody loves the $30 price. So $30 an hour for an 8-hour place is pretty
cheap.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you're talking about the intersection down there. What do we have to do to keep the traffic from flying through the community center? Do we put up signs, or what's your code? What do we do?
We have worked with the staff at the community center, and we've allowed them to put up cones and close off. It is a private parking lot. So how you want to enforce access to your private parking lot is up to you. You cannot change the ingress or egress to the highway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We put up some signs, no thoroughfare traffic or something like that. They cover us in case something happens.
Huh.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, your time is up. Robin.
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. During a 2016 comp plan work study, Pepper adamantly declared that property rights were a red flag and they would not be part of the comp plan. I don't have in front of me what section that was, but it had to do with environmental workings, like with water gardens or something like that. So I'm asking, as you're working on the comp plan update now, that you will revisit that section and strengthen the language that will respect the property owner's rights, that you just don't walk over them and say you have to put in this environmental water drainage stuff, that property rights of property owners do indeed belong in the comp plan, and the city needs to be sure that that's strengthened. On a different note, I want to put it on the record that I will in no way apply for the open council seat. That is not what I did this for, and my husband Ron Taylor will also not be applying for that open council seat. That is not, he has been forbidden to do so because that is not, that is not why I brought this on, and so we will not have any part of that open seat to be on the council at all. And I just want to allay any rumors that have already begun to fly and certainly will fly, and we will not be a part of that. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will. I'm sorry. Judy? Judy Carrier?
Judy Carrier, Auburn. I'd like to take just a few minutes to thank Pat Pepper, council member going out, because of her very hard work, her consistent perseverance, and sometimes awesome courage to try to follow the policy on which she ran, and that was to make changes to the government in the city. Things could have gone differently. They didn't go that way. My opinion, it could have been better. But Pat, we thank you, those of you who are supporting you now and have supported you. You have done a tremendous job sitting here week after week with what has been literally thrown her way. You all know what I mean, and we do thank you.
Is there... Terry's not leaving town yet.
Not yet. The house is going on the market tomorrow, right, Pam? Terry Yankovich, Black Diamond. As I leave this community in the next few months, what I would like to impart on each and every one of you is, you guys, you need to look to your hearts. You are a community. You're not, say, Black Diamond or whatever else you want to call yourself. You're a community. And even though my husband and I have only been a part of this community for 5 years, we've seen a lot take place that really didn't need to take place. So, again, stop fighting and learn to work together. I mean, obviously, a lot of us, or every one of us, should have been, you know, over this gun shooting. This is just another part of life that, you know, if you can't work together and you can't get your voices out without being reprimanded or belittled, you know, what do you got? So make your community great again. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment section. I do not believe we have an executive session, So I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.